What will be left when I am gone? When my fire falls to embers, rainstorms hang low as morning mist. There are only echoes now, broken callings to a long forgotten body, a distant beginning, a love that I never birthed, for the body I was given never could. I will wear a long gown, the kind that kisses the ground, collecting around my chiseled ankles. Process toward the center of a clearing, I will present a pile of broken bones as an offering to the goddess who built me. I will sway to her rhythm, call out to her, resounding in prayer. Cracking knuckles, buckling knees, retching stomach, I am brought to anguished weeping. The purest invocation I know. Upon the floor I cry out, gather all that was abandoned to rot. Profane, discarded, we will go to the mountain, seek the ancient one, demand an audience, lay our army of broken bones in the dirt that bore us, wind that spun us dry, earth that crumbled from beneath us, fire that cremated us alive, under water that attempted to wash us away. This magnificent, tattered legion, righteously angered by all that was stolen, birthing our own deity, one that looks like us. For there is a deep divinity in mending a dismembered body back together. On the days when the world is far too much to bear, I seek the company of the primordial one, a Shira namesake, Danu invoked, Gaia manifest, known by many names, viridescent bosom, radiant warmth, she soothes like no mother can. I melt into a snowstorm, freezing this moment into a gentle falling, a splendid sinking. I flow into a river, dumping myself into the embrace of the sea. I burn into a fire, bursting my body in an echoing surge of flame. Peeling away from my vessel, I am anchored by the moon. In my weeping, it is as close to her as I know how to be. I become as young as the earth and old as all. The mother comes to me. She says, I know of this brokenness you see. My core is cut up too. I know of this heaviness you hold. My weight bears all. I know of this yearning you taste. It has taken me generations to awaken you. Now that you have arisen, remain gentle. Let the fire lead you. Sorrow painstakingly nourished. Anger gloriously unkept. Wisdom a dripping offering. Love finally unbound. These things, they are holy. Others will deem it not so. Ignore them, for you are living scripture, a continuation of the divine lineage. Remember, my darling, this world is always just as much your own.